What's good, y'all?
We are Robin and Danny.
Or Danny and Robin.
And this is Two Black Girls Talking.
Wait.
I'm not going to look at you because then you're not going to be nervous.
Okay, I got this.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to episode number 3. Well, it's not welcome back because this is the beginning. God.
No, it is welcome back. It's a new episode. They're coming back to our channel to listen.
Can we leave this part in the podcast so they know we're real people just like them? Anyways, welcome back to episode number 3 of Two Black Girls Talking. We're so happy to have you here with us. So today's conversations, we're going to be discussing main chicks versus side chicks. Who is winning in this hot girl summer? And then we're going to be talking about abuse versus discipline. When does reprimanding a child and correcting their behavior go too far?
But before we get started with that, I would just like to tell you guys, I'm really struggling not to cut all of my hair off.
Same.
Like, I used to have, like, really long, nice, you know, had a huge, pretty fro. But then I got tired of touching my head. Quite honestly, I was tired of touching my head then, but I cut all my hair off. It was great.
And you so good with it, too.
Bruh.
And you have, like, the perfect face to frame. It's gorgeous.
The bald life is so lit. And I'm growing my hair back out now because I miss having my fro, but then I also just hate touching my hair, and I'm really lazy, and I've tried the braids, I've tried the wigs, like, I just wanted it all gone, but then I want my fro back, and this is the biggest dilemma I have faced in my entire life. Like, somebody out there has to understand.
Can I also share something with you? I drive by barbershops on a daily, and I'm just like, Jesus, send me a sign if you want me to go in there, because it's too much. Cause I've been bald my whole life. Metaphorically, I've never had really super long, pretty hair. But it's always been like a decent enough length. And then in high school, I went natural, because I thought that would be easier or cheaper. But the
devil, you funny.
The devil is a lie.
He tricked you.
God, he got me good. And then I went through emotional distress the way all us basic bitches do. And I decided to cut all my hair off. And then I looked good. And then I got with Jesus.
You looked damn good.
Thank you.
And like, y'all know the girl off of 911, the lesbian with the what am I trying to say? The firefighter. God, she looked like she could be her cousin.
Oh my gosh. But Jesus is like, Beam, I like it when you have hair. I'm like, but I can buy hair. So,
You can glue a wig on and buy it.
So, my goal was to grow it out so it was long enough so I could get a sew-in. It's long enough that I've had a sew-in since. And I'm like, the thrill is gone. I still want to cut it. But I'm deciding to give it till my birthday. And if it's not like at a length that I can style desirably by then it's done. And if he's still around by my birthday, he's going to have to get over it.
And see, but my thing, Mike doesn't mind my hair long or short. He thinks I'm cute either way. But he really loves it when my hair is longer because, like, when I wear my little puff ponytails, he thinks I'm the cutest thing on the planet. But at the same time, he's like, hey, you're not combing my hair, though.
You know what? This is the struggle of being attractive with and without hair. Like, how dare you? Be a baddie in both categories. That's very rude. The rest of us are unfortunate. It's disrespectful.
You know what? Everybody, get you a best friend like mine, because she was constantly hyping me.
That's what you gotta do. That's what you gotta do for the squad. If it's two people, is it a squad still?
I mean, we each other's squad. I got your back, you got mine. That's all I got.
I feel like a squad is a 4-person minimum, though.
I mean, if we
include... Do the kids count?
No.
No? Do he count?
We can count him.
And then mine count.
So that's 4.
Boom.
We're
a whole ass squad.
And if you wanted to do like a girl squad, I mean, I do have 2 other friends that we can include in this.
But are they my friends?
Tessa's your friend.
Okay. Whatever. When we're drunk, we're all friends.
That's what I was about to say. When we're drunk, we're everybody's friend.
All right, guys. We're going to take a brief break and then we'll be right back with you.
All
All right, guys, welcome back to Two Black Girls Talking. First up on the conversation reel, we're going to be discussing main chicks versus side chicks during this hot girl summer. Who is winning? And I want you guys to know, Danny would not tell me what side she was on because she's rude.
I have my reasons.
Whatever. So I told her, and then she told me to hold on. So I find out how she feels. Well, y'all find out how she feels. But this is a precautionary measure because we do have really stimulating conversations before we talk to y'all.
Thank you.
And then we got to try to replicate that again. That's really hard.
Exactly. So, like, when she was living in Texas, we were literally on the phone every single day for a minimum of, like, 3 hours having the most stimulating conversations. And then we decided we're going to do a podcast. So now all of the topics that we would normally would have just discussed on the phone with each other, we are now using as topics for you guys. And we can't have the conversation and then do it in the podcast. And so we have to censor our conversations now so that we don't have the conversation before we record.
And now think about every great chat we've ever had that and
y'all, we have the best conversations. It's we're typical best friends. Let's just leave it at that.
It is what it is. Okay.
But back to this conversation. So the side that I am on, it is a little biased because all of my friends are in relationships. We are all the main and only chicks. So
what you trying to say?
All the people that I know right now that are even I don't know all, because like
you only know main chicks.
Exactly. I only know main chicks. I am a main chick. I am an only chick. I wish there would be a definition where he would have a side chick. He would be dead.
Damn.
So like my friend, like I have a friend, like me and my dude coming up on 10 years. My other friend, her and her dude have been together, I think like 6 years. You guys are coming up on 8 months. My other best friend just got into a relationship. It's just like everybody I know is taken. So my side is main girls are winning because like we holding it down for our men's.
I understand that and respect it, but let me tell you why you're wrong. It's it's side chick season. This is why I think, okay, maybe not that side chicks are winning, because damn, okay, it depends on shut up. I am in a relationship. I am his one, and I wish to God he would.
Exactly.
But this is the thing,
point made,
because I've been both. I've been a side chick, both willingly and unwillingly. Like, what? It was a surprise for a little minute there because I was believing some bullshit. That's my own stupid fault. But then it's like when you a side chick, you just, there's so little stress. Like, you wake up, your edges are healthy, your skin is glowing.
You and then slept stress-free.
You used all your own hot water. Ain't nobody eat your leftovers. Ain't nobody adjusting your playlist on Netflix. When you turn on Pandora, it's all music you fucking picked. It's nice. And then you'd be like, damn, I could use a little...
little razzle-dazzle right now.
Shum. I like to get in between these sheets and, you know, do the horizontal tango.
Wow.
Let's make the beast with two backs. And it's nice. And you send him his little text, hey, you coming through or not? And it's either a yes and you get your shit ready, or it's a no and we pull out a vibrator and you keep it moving. Versus, like, when you a main chick, oh, my God.
You got to deal with the relationship.
He's always there.
See, but I like the main chick. And I'm now that I'm thinking about it, I don't know if I've ever... have I ever been a side chick?
Well, you know what? All of us can't be so blessed.
Damn, now I got to think about it. Have I ever been a side chick? You know what?
Did that one time with Princess Kim, as you being a...
oh, that's right.
I need to dance.
That's right. Okay. I have been a side chick.
Wow.
It wasn't fun, so I don't get what the hype is
about. Why did I remember that before you?
Okay, because that was also a very dark time in me and my
you're
relationship.
Right. We don't even
so
try to
I didn't
think
even
about
like
it.
Okay, but here's the thing though. So like my guy, me and him broke up. He started dating this girl whom we refer to as
Princess.
And in the mix of them being together, he might have still been in bed with me.
Might have.
He was.
Okay.
A couple times. And I would always make the point, because she was always very, like, into herself, very braggy, very, like, I'm hot shit. But then it was, I had to make a very valid point of, if Boo Boo, if it's so good, why he keep coming to me?
Damn.
But that was just, again, that was an intermission in our relationship. And someone didn't go take a break and get refreshments and snacks and go to the bathroom. She stayed in the auditorium.
Which was impolite.
It was. It was very disrespectful. Nobody asked you to be here while we were changing the set and cleaning all the sweat off the stage. Like, nobody asked you to sit your ass here and try to observe what was going on.
Okay. But let me still make this.
Oh, damn. I was also a side chick.
Wow.
For the...
Okay.
The other one. Wow. You know who I'm talking. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
All right.
But he was also in a very unhappy relationship with a white girl that he didn't want to be with and tried to break up with. But it was comfortable, so he stayed.
I have learned that you don't try to break up with people. You just break up with them. Mm. It took me a while to learn that.
I was
going
to say, you are going to make that argument
right
now?
I'm going
to make
that argument, but like, you can't try to, like, you just leave. And leaving can be difficult, but it's, you can't tell someone, man, look, I was going to be with you. I tried to leave shorty.
Mm-hmm.
But shut the... Anyway.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah?
Anyway, so this is still my argument for side chicks, right? So on the one hand, like, I love Jesus. I really do. But, like, we only spend at most, like, 2 days together. And then it's like, you need to go, please. Because, like, he's really into video games and stuff, and I can't pay attention at all. We've discussed Minecraft so many times, I only know that the game exists.
And just to put some context on her statements here, Jin is 24.
Yes.
Her man's is 20?
He's turning 21 this year.
He's 20.
Okay.
So, he is still a little bit on the... younger side and has not experienced life in the way that Robin has, so things that he still finds entertaining, she does not.
Okay, well, on the one hand, a lot of people have not experienced life the way that Robin has, so
that's also very true and then, very traumatic on your part.
Yeah,
but
also, like, I think that's just his passion, like, it helps relieve his stress, but I really do. But if he was like, if I was just his side chick, it would be like, you want to talk to me about what? Is it date? Like, is there a way that we can have sex in this game? No. Keep it moving. And, like, when he's frustrated about his family life and stuff, there's nothing I can do about it. It makes me so upset when they make him mad, and there's nothing I can do about it. If I'm a side chick, be like, your mom did what? Does that mean she's going to be at the house? Like, I can't come over? Like, what's the play? What's the move? Because when you're the side chick, you don't have that stress of you needing to be their emotional rock. And, like, needing to... We clean the house today. You know what you ain't got to do when you're the side chick? Clean shit. But yourself. And honestly, depending on your nigga, you ain't even got to do that. You should, because that's nasty.
I was about to say, that's nasty.
I mean, but that's my thing.
You don't show up for a dick
chick,
appointment unclean, girl.
You don't have no responsibilities. There's no obligations. In-laws, fuck them. You don't know these people. Like, you ain't got to cook dinner. None of that. None of it.
I'm
making,
like,
some good points.
I just want to point out, you are making some extremely valid points. But you have yet to truly explain how they winning, though.
Okay. You know what? I still think they're... Okay. I think the side chicks who are truly side chicks and, like, get in the bed, get the dick, get the money, go home,
mm-hmm.
they winning. Okay? Because, like, relationships are just stressful, especially right now. Everybody, they just got their titties out all the time. People just walking around looking like porn advertisements. It's crazy. Now, there are side chicks who want to be the main chick. Like, I hate side chicks who feel the need to be like, oh, I see you up on Facebook trying to stunt with your man, but he was in my bed last night. Shut the fuck up. That's not
you
true.
A side chick. Play your role.
There you go. Like, if you gonna be the side chicks live in the shadows. Mind your business. Keep it moving. If she looking
you
stupid.
You're not supposed to be here, baby.
I also guarantee you that, like, if you, like, she knows. She fucking knows. Now, whether she wants to admit that she knows or not, that's her business.
I think
she
every woman knows when she's being cheated on and when there is another woman present in their relationship. And if you don't know, you were lying to yourself.
Oh,
like, if you act like surprised and if you act like you're angry when you find out, It's because that your suspicions have just been confirmed and now you feel stupid, but you cannot sit there and pretend like you did not know.
I feel like, especially if it's a dude cheating on you, because dudes are stupid. Like,
guys don't know how to cheat properly. All,
not that you should cheat on people.
Exactly. That's, we're not encouraging cheating. We're just saying.
But if you go and
do it right. Please. Do it smart. Do it intelligently. Like, back when me and my guy were in high school, that was a very rocky time in our relationship. But he was messing around with this girl. We'll just say her name was
Bartholomew.
Her name was Karen. He was messing around with a girl named Karen. He had the dumb audacity to save her name in his phone as K. Like, I wasn't supposed to notice who that was. Like, if you're going to be unfaithful in your relationship, at least have the audacity not to try my intelligence in the process as well. Because that's what will get your ass killed.
What I'm going to tell you is, if you're going to cheat, again, don't do it. But if you are going to do it, nobody that moves in a similar circle. Not a friend of a friend of a friend of a... I mean, we need hoes that need passports to get on the shore. We're not trying to fuck with no local chicks. Then also, if you're going to use Snapchat... Or not even Snapchat. If you're going to use something like Kick, do it on the website in the incognito tab on your phone's internet. Do not actually download the app. That's too easy for me to go in and access. Mute all your notifications. And if you're going to be near me, throw the phone away. Throw it away. Put it in the safe. Do something. But be smart about it. But that is... See, and when you a side chick, you don't even have to worry about all this going on with your dude, because you can, not yours.
I was going to say, and when you're a side chick, see, side people have a really bad tendency of hitting you up. You, as a side person, need to be waiting in the cut for when they are in a conveniently lonely space and can message you and get the and work out the kinks of when y'all gonna do y'all next hook.
Also, we gonna have to start communicating in emojis, but you can't send eggplant emojis anymore because everybody knows that. So I remember one dude who was a hookup for me in college, what he would do is do the salsa lady, three square bubbles, and then a clock.
Wow.
And then that meant, do the dance over to my place. I'm about to make some shit happen. Squirt, squirt. In about 15 minutes.
See, but like,
I want you to know that you never made an argument for why main chicks were winning. So I'm going to say that side chicks are winning for hot girl summer. I'm just throwing that out there.
And, but I also, nah, you right.
Like, all hold you, on. All you said was, from what I've heard, is you was a main chick and then you were struggling and then you were still a main chick. And all I heard from you was like, get the dick, get the money. If you're going to cheat, be careful.
Did we actually have this conversation? I was like, did either of us give valid points?
I did.
No, did either one of us really argue?
I gave valid points as to why it might be enjoyable to be a side chick.
You gave a benefits package. But
not necessarily why they're winning. Because you know what? On the one hand, chlamydia.
Or herpes.
Yeah, if you're gonna be a hoe, be a happy and a healthy hoe. Get checked. While Planned Parenthood is still being funded, before the Republicans take it all, please get checked.
But y'all, let us know who you think is winning and give some valid reasons why. Or not just why it's enjoyable or why it's beneficial. Give some valid reasons why of why you think which side is winning. Add us on Twitter at Robin and Danny, RobynAndDanni.
You sound like Lil Boosie.
INDEPENDENT. Do you know what that means?
Anyways.
Does anybody else know what happens after that part? Because
I know there's a flat screen involved.
What?
Yeah. And she walks across the stage.
Oh. And she's looking good from something. I think. Okay.
From a hit to what?
It's not that important.
It's not. So we're going to wrap this on up and we will be right back
with our next conversation, which is going to be about child abuse versus discipline.
All right. Back from our brief break. So moving on to a little bit more of a serious topic, we're going to be discussing abuse versus discipline. When does reprimanding a child go too far? So Danny, have you ever been beat?
So...
Damn. Did they beat the memory out?
I'm sorry, I just draw a blank. I don't know where that came from, but yes. So my mom used to give me whoopings. I won't say on a regular basis because I was a pretty decent child. But, like, you know, when something broke in the house and nobody would confess to who it was and everybody had to get a collective beating. I hate those. Or, like, I forgot to take the chicken out and mama came home from work. Or, like, I was supposed to clean my room before she got there and then all I did was throw everything in my closet and she opened the doors like she wasn't supposed to. Like,
how dare she not follow the playbook?
Those are the type of whoopings that I got from my mom. But my dad whooped me one time. And one time only throughout my entire life. And my mother did not feel like it was necessary or earned. And I'm not going to say I don't agree with her, but I do. So basically what happened was when I was in elementary school, me and this girl were like passing notes back and forth to each other about this boy that we liked. And we liked the same boy. So in the notes, we're just like, well, I like, we're calling him Jalen. And she was like, well, I like Jalen. And then I was like, well, I want to hold hands with Jalen. And she was like, well, I want to hold hands with Jalen. And then she's like, well, I want to kiss Jalen. And then she bumped it up to, well, I want to have sex with Jalen. So then I was like, well, I want to have sex with Jalen.
Why are you so competitive?
Because I'm me. Anyway, and then when our teacher caught us, she like read the note. I'm assuming she just saw the word sex and immediately was just like, I'm showing this to your parents when they pick you up. If I didn't mention this already, we were in after school, we were in the gym, and we were supposed to be doing our homework. And so when my dad, of course, of all the times I needed to be picked up, today was daddy's day. Mm-hmm. So when my dad picked me up, she showed him the letters. I got screamed at the entire ride home. And now, my mom, we lived fairly close to my school. It was maybe a 10-minute drive. My dad lived in a whole nother county. So this was like a 30, 45-minute drive where he was just yelling at me the whole time. And mind you, I can't remember the exact grade I was in, but it was either third, fourth, or fifth. Either way, too young to really even know what sex is. And that's where my mom had the problem with the whooping. Because she was like, did you even ask, does she know what sex means? Did you ask her anything about it? Or did you just go straight to discipline? Like, did you ask her, like, Did you clarify anything before you whooped her? And when I tell y'all, my daddy hit me 3 times. He had the thickest belt ever. My dad was a cop. And I swear, I got hit once. I thought I blacked out. He hit me again.
And then you came to?
I came to. And then he hit me a third time. I hit the floor. And then that was the end of it. Because I did not recognize it at that moment. But now I know, thinking back on it as an adult, my dad could not hit me again. Because he emotionally could not hit me again.
It's going to hurt me more than it hurts you.
Exactly.
I still feel like that's some bullshit. But okay, I'm going to let it go because you're a parent.
I was about to say, I am parent now. I am a parent now, so I now really do understand, like, it hurts me more than it hurts you, because the first time I spanked MJ, I cried. Wow. I didn't cry in front of him, but I cried. I felt so terrible. And then I
snuggled him. And now you're over it?
But all the way over it. But my dad felt so bad about the whooping that I got that I immediately got ice cream afterwards. Because, like, my stepmom at the time and my brother were home when we got home. And I guess my dad already called her and gave her the heads up. When we get there, you guys need to go. So she took my brother to the ice cream place. I wasn't supposed to go.
Because you was in trouble.
Exactly, because I was in trouble. But then my daddy felt bad. And then he took me to get my ice cream.
He took you to get the ice cream?
Him did.
Okay. So since, you know, and especially since you got in trouble for the notes back and forth about sex, that brings us into the video that you were showing me on
the viral video.
Is that Facebook or Twitter?
It was Facebook. I don't have a Twitter. That's all you know.
Oh, you're right. Either way. And it's about, it shows this 12-year-old girl. She got caught having sex with someone who was like 15 or 16?
Yeah, I was about to say, I want to say I saw a post that said he was 15 or 16 years old.
Okay, so he's 15 or 16 year old, and the parents come home, find her having sex, and the dad just proceeds to lay into this girl, running across the room, she's trying to escape the belt. And I feel like, on the one hand, if I had, And it shouldn't be that, like, one gender gets away with it more than the other. But if I had a 12-year-old daughter and I came home and some dude is balls deep inside of you, you and that little boy got to get beat. But on the other hand, I feel like my problem with this particular situation is, why was your first thought to pull out a phone and record that for social media? Why does everybody need to know y'all business like that?
See, but if you're listening into the video, it sounds like it's someone else recording.
Well, then who the hell?
It was a woman. That's all I can tell you. And it might have been like an older sister or like a cousin that was there or something like that. But it was I don't think it was planned for it to be recorded. I think the father told whomever was recording that he was about to whoop her. And the reason behind it, and whomever was recording thought the shit was gonna be funny and decided, I'm gonna whip out my phone.
Like, I can't say that he's wrong, because how do you...
I was about to say, same thing. If I walked into my home after a long day at work, a short day at work, I went to pick up the mail from the end of the driveway, came back, and I saw my child, boy or girl, I saw my child in my house that I pay bills in, that I put food on the table for, that I make sure lights is on, you got food, clothes, everything. You decided that you gonna bring your little narrow ass in my home, invite some person I don't know. Even if I do know, you invited somebody into my house in a room that I paid for to get you some dick.
So your whole problem is, ain't nobody getting dick in your house but you.
Basically. Don't you disrespect me like that.
Like, I guess that's fine, because it's in their house. And I feel like, as long as this girl doesn't have any, like, lasting bruises or anything like that, like, if it's the... Because the video's not that long, right?
I was gonna say, it's maybe, like... We'll say at the most, like, 3 minutes. Maybe.
Oh, a three-minute ass whooping. That's an ass whooping.
Damn. Now, he did... Now, there was a break in there for maybe about a good, like, 30 seconds where she was, like, running away and he had to go, like, get her. Okay,
a two-minute ass whooping is still a long
ass whooping. I was about to say, I told you, I got three strikes and I was out. But, like, she also, not to victim blame and not even to identify her as a victim, but... I'm pretty sure that wasn't her first ass whooping. You should know the procedure is to put your hands on the bed, stay still, and take it. She was wilding. She was, like, flipping around all over the place. She was running around. Daddy's still going to swing that belt and where it lay and lay.
We are not even going to discuss how that's not even the point right now.
But it kind of does, because the video looks so terrible, because he's literally just swinging and whatever gets hit. Because
she won't stand still.
Exactly, because she's not being still. That's why the video looks so bad. If she had just stood there and took the hits, it wouldn't have looked so bad. It would just look like a regular ass beating. But because she is getting hit in other places other than her bottom, it looks like it's more terrible than it is.
Okay, I think these are some of my issues with the video, and then we're gonna bring up another video. So one, the first hand is like, it seems like that's an immediate reaction, which makes it feel like you are disciplining her or you're beating her out of anger at the situation. And I do feel like if you're gonna beat a child or discipline a child, you shouldn't do it when you're angry. Like, try to take 30 seconds, 2 minutes, something to just calm down.
I can agree.
Because I feel like you're gonna put that, that's you also letting out your frustration.
Yeah, you're putting more oomph into the beating because you're angry.
That you don't need to put your back in it. Like, relax. It's not, I mean, it's deep, but it's not that deep. Like, relax. And then on the other hand, I feel like what you do in your home with your child is your business. I have no right to come in your house and tell you what you do. But, like, we're not trying to leave lasting psychological damage on these children and lasting physical damage. Like, I'm a mixed bag of beans, because my mom, you know my mom. Yeah. She's not. I remember my mom.
She would whoop you with a bag of butterflies.
I remember my mom hit me once that I can recall. And it's like, we both hated it. Everybody involved was upset. And my dad, he was one where I didn't get a lot of beatings because I was a good kid. Like, and I was I'm difficult to discipline because all I like to do is read. So if I'm in trouble, you're going, you put that book down. You be illiterate like other little kids. Like, no.
You know what? Go watch TV for an hour.
Yeah, like, that's fucking stupid. So it's really hard with me. And then the video I want to bring up, there's one on Twitter where the little boy, he's in the barbershop and he told his mom to shut the fuck up in front of everybody. And when she jumped on this boy, pulled his pants down in front of God, and that man did his lineup and everything, beat that ass. And that's excessive.
I think in that video, the excessive part of it is that, one, that it is a public beating.
There you go. Why are we wilding out in public?
Two, you exposed your child's ass to a room full of strangers. And not even that, strange men. You have no idea what anybody does behind closed doors. You have no idea what kind of door you could have just opened, exposing your child, whether it been a little boy or a little girl,
like,
just
too much.
In a room full. And you know what? Let me not even say in a room full of men. We're gonna stick it at a room full of strangers. You exposed your child to the outside world.
Mm.
And then on top of that, she's also sitting on him in the video. Like, and she's a big woman.
She's physically restraining it. And like, as a person with asthma, do not sit on my chest like that. I literally cannot breathe. So I'm just thinking about, like, the psychological ramifications of that. Like, everybody gonna know about that. You forever gonna be a little boy that got his ass beat at that barbershop. Which sometimes a good dose of embarrassment is all a child needs to act right.
That is also true.
That's true. But you don't need to do all of that. And I also
that was
feel
a lot
like
extra.
And like, I know in the Black community, like, we basically go like, the little boy need an ass whooping.
And he did. But that should have been, come to the bathroom with me.
There you go. Like,
when you get home, you getting that ass tapped.
It's like, just know when we get to this house, it's me and you. Don't even worry about
that's
it.
That's like that conversation where you walking into the store. Don't touch nothing. Don't ask me for nothing. Don't look at nothing. Don't even breathe in anything's direction.
There you go. Just.
And then when you do it anyway, when you get home, you get a whooping.
There you go. And then I also feel like it was just, it's too excessive. I don't want little kids with bruises. I feel like 12 is right at the cutoff where, like, we don't do whoopings anymore.
Because
even younger than that.
I was about to say, honestly, you, once your child, I don't know, maybe even like 8 or 9.
Yeah, because like,
at some point, spankings don't do anything
at
anymore.
Some point, this, I'm like, I'm going to pretend that it hurts so that we can get this over with. And then I'm going to go about my business.
And I remember the time that, I remember my last whooping, because I think both me and my mother knew that this is not a thing anymore. And it was, my mom came downstairs. The cabinet under, like, the sink was, like, unhinged a little bit. Like, it was broken.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the bottom hinge, like, popped off or something. And it was one of them situations where she asked who did it, and nobody fessed up.
Mm-hmm.
So then all three of us, my brother, me, my cousin, all of us got a whooping. I was the last to go. So she hit me, like, 5 times, maybe. And I didn't flinch. I had to force a cry.
I was like, you know, you gotta get the one Indians here. You gotta get the long one rolling down.
I was about to say,
cheek.
She hit me twice and nothing. By the third one, I was like, shit, I gotta act like this hurts, or she gonna keep going. So then I started like, and then started
so
yelling.
Fake-ass cries your kid does.
Exactly. So then I started doing the crocodile tears, and that was the last time I ever got whooped. After that, I started getting things taken away from me. No TV, no computer, no going outside, no after school, no clubs after school, stuff like that. Once you reach a certain age where whoopings are no longer needed, I guess, like, it's like, at that point, you can't whoop a child forever.
Like, I also feel like when you whoop older children, like, you're just teaching them to be resentful of authority figures. Like, I've seen people, like, fight their kids or beat their kids and stuff like that when they, like, damn near grown. It's like, what are you doing?
And that's where that line is crossed. When you stop, like, even belt, switch, extension cord, whatever you're using, when your discipline becomes a closed fist,
that's too much.
That you have crossed the line.
I also believe if we eye to eye, chest to chest, let that go.
If someone could record this and yell "World Star" 3 times, and it is now considered a fight video, it's taken a step too far. If it, at any point, like, even just like slapping your kid,
mm-hmm.
too far.
Especially across the face.
Exactly. Especially across the face. Like, I can understand, you know, slapping them on the back, slapping them on the, like, their back of their thigh, stuff like that. Because I do stuff like that with Jordan.
Yeah, because he's such a, like, babies, they're testing boundaries because they don't know what they can and can't do. And a lot of times babies don't understand, no.
And you even that, and then sometimes it's a safety thing.
Yeah.
Like, Jordan is constantly trying, because, like, my bed, it's, you know, it has, like, the lifty thing. Mm-hmm. Like, but we keep it unplugged for whatever reason. So we spent, you know,
$1,000 on a mattress. I wasn't going to bring it up. Okay.
But yeah, so like sometimes I'll wake up and Jordan is trying to put the plug back into the wall.
Mm-hmm.
That is a problem.
Because it could spark.
Exactly. And you just, if he puts that in the wall, you never know what he's going to try to put in it next.
Fucking fork.
Exactly. The next time it might not be something it's not supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to stuff like that, I can tell him no. I can tell him no again. But at some point, he's not understanding No. Mm-hmm. So now it's got to be no with a pop on the hand. You're still doing it. No with a pop on it. Okay. Now I know with a pop on the butt. Now you got it.
We in there. Okay.
And then that's also kind of like another point that I think we made earlier when it comes to like... I forgot.
That's okay. But I do want to say really quick and then we can go ahead and wrap it up. I think that we should be looking into, especially the African-American community, because, you know, obviously the beatings aren't working. We need to try other methods. But, like, my dad, again, you know, he didn't have to push me often, but he'd be like, do you want to get pop? Or do you want to, like, no TV for a week? You want to get pop?
I started getting to bed early.
There you go. And I was like, oh, my gosh. We're so fancy. Well, look at me. No, I don't want to get pop. But I remember one time specifically because there was a brand new Disney Channel original movie coming out that night. I was like, if I don't watch it, everybody at school will be talking about it. So I went ahead and took that
out. You make a choice.
I took that out. I was like, you know what? And I also learned not to do that dumbass shit again. I don't even remember what it was because I never did it after that. Like, nah, I'm good.
I was about to say, usually, I can say when I was given that option, I think maybe one time I chose to get the whooping just because I was like, well, this is going to last an hour at the top.
It'll sting.
She said no TV for a week.
That's a long week.
So, like, I think that's also a good alternative. And I remember the point that I was... Damn, I lost it again.
Okay. Well, if she remembers it before I finish this wrap-up, she'll put it in there. But if not, we thank you guys for joining us. Feel free to send us your ideas, your comments.
I remember now. Never mind, we're going. So, shit!
Do you need me to pop you so you can... Good.
Oh yeah, that's what it was. Okay, so when it comes to disciplining your kids, when you're popping them, it doesn't just go straight to discipline. Sometimes you have to do that. No, don't do that. No, don't do that. Then you get the no with the pop. So people
there's
who
steps to escalate,
exactly there's an escalation grid that comes along with getting a whooping and or getting a spanking or being disciplined like that. There are levels to this shit. People don't just wake up and see their kid doing something wrong and immediately punch them in the jaw. Those people need their children taken away from them. That's the point that I
everybody should not be a parent. Like, anybody can make a kid, but everybody should not.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Glad I remembered, guys.
So now that we got that, do you feel good?
Yes, I feel so much better.
Awesome. So thanks so much for sitting through that emotional journey with us. We were happy to have you. Feel free to hit us up again on all of our social media handles. Tell us your thoughts. Like, what methods do you use to discipline your child? Are they effective? Are they not? Were you beat as a kid? Did it work?
Do you now use that form of discipline on your children? Or did you find something else that works better for your child? Because I also believe it depends on the person.
And you're right. Because all you have to do is yell at me real loud and I'll stop. Whatever. My mom shoot them eyes at the mom eyes. The eyes that say, you cut it the fuck out for I make you cut it out.
Time.
You one. And I feel like there's nothing more powerful than you want me to call your daddy?
Nah. Done.
I'm good.
Tell me three times. Three hits and I was out.
That's the show. Thank you so much. Hope you enjoyed episode number 3. We'll see you next time.
Bye.